This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your head off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Her Society on Joy 94.9, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. A bit of a technical glitch there where Winter Gordon does not want to sing for us.
No, well, she's just busy dirty talking. So yeah. We can take that
on. It's okay. We can take over. See, I'm really excited to be chatting to Tracy. I'm getting a bit nervous, actually.
I know. We refer to Tracy as the hot one.
Yes. Exactly. Because you're like, I haven't seen the real Elwood. I'm like, yeah, she's the hot one. And you're like, oh.
That one.
Yeah. And I remember before we interviewed her, you're like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take this computer and let me see who this Tracy Rice. Oh. So when are we talking to her again? I'll make sure I free my schedule.
Exactly. Yes, because we're counting down for Whitney landing in Australia in just under a month.
Oh my God, 3 weeks away from
now.
Can
you believe it?
I know, it's coming so quick. It was only like months and months and months ago that I didn't see the finish line. But
exactly. And now we're nearly there.
Now I'm nearly there.
Right,
yeah.
It's exciting. And another interesting fact about today is it's International Lesbian Day.
Oh, it is too.
I know. So we've got to go hug a lesbian. So if you know anyone out there who identifies as a lesbian, go give them a hug. That's how I celebrate International Lesbian Day.
We'll be hugging a lot of people tonight when we go to the comedy show.
Exactly. We will be hugging a lot of people. Oh, dear.
How does one celebrate International Lesbian Day? Do we go out and be lesbian? How do we be lesbian?
Actually, that's a good point, Z, because I was actually going to approach the board who actually make up these days of, you know, International whatever Women's Day, International Health Day, International Fitness Week, or whatever not. What do you do? Do you go out and buy sensible shoes? Do you go out and get bad haircuts?
Do you get a go for a bike ride?
Buy
or do you get a Brazilian?
Exactly.
I'd go to the
do
Brazilian
you not
over
get
the bike
a Brazilian?
Ride.
No. You know? Well, what do you do? We'd love to hear your thoughts on what we should do on International Lesbians Day. 0427JOY949.
How would you celebrate it?
Exactly. Or you can email us on air at joy.org.au or tweet us at Her Society Live. How would you celebrate International Lesbians Day?
Hmm.
Stay tuned. We've got Julie McKenzie coming up from Scandalicious, the new Melbourne Girls Night. Plus, Tracy Ryson from The Will Elwood. She'll be coming in as well. Hitting to 14 minutes past six as we prepare you for your weekend on Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Zeepa, we're talking about International Lesbian Day today.
It is our holy day.
It is the holy day holy that day. The world has given us to celebrate our lesbianism.
And we want to know how you celebrate your lesbianism. Will you go and get a bike ride? Will you go get a crew cut? Will you get a Brazilian?
Will you not get a Brazilian?
Or do you go to church?
Church?
Our church.
What? We have a church?
We have a church. IKEA. IKEA. We go there, you know, buy a couple of rugs.
You know, pay homage to this thing.
Yes.
Yeah, homage. I dig it. We've got Shazza from Abbotsford messaging. She's going to go buy a pair of sensible shoes, which I thought is a good plan to do.
Hey. That's what I like.
Yeah.
She seems sensible shoes. What kind of sensible shoes? Are you lipstick lesbian?
Yes.
Or are you getting Converse sneakers?
But this is the thing. Lipstick lesbians do not have sensible shoes.
What do you mean?
I being one myself, one who identifies as very femme, I only have shoes which make my feet very, very uncomfortable, so they're not sensible at all.
So none under 12 centimetres high.
Six. Guys, it's even six. 12.
You know, I actually cannot wear high heels.
Really?
Oh my God, I tried once, 3 months ago, and I look like a dinosaur trying to walk. Actually, I look like Bambi trying to walk.
Bambi?
Bambi the deer.
That can't be good, Zeebee.
Yeah, no. I was, I look like I was drunk. Well, I look like I was drunk. I can't walk in high heels. I don't know what it is. And yeah, I'm not a lipstick lesbian, but I'm kind of in the middle, you know, like I don't know what I am.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to identify. We'll go into labels on another show.
God, I hate labels. But anyway, I can't wear high heels.
We'd love to know what you think about this. 0427JOY949. Email on air at joy.org.au or you can tweet us at Her Society Live. Stay tuned. We've got Rachel Cook coming up, plus Julie McKenzie to tell us all about Scandalicious. And also, we've got Tracy Ryson from The Real Elwood. All that and more here on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Seems like Winter Gordon or Agnes do not want to sing for us today.
Yeah, she's releasing the dirty talk.
I think so. Don't know what's happening there. We'll pull up some other songs for you to keep you entertained, so have no fear. We're talking about International Lesbian Day today, and we've asked you to SMS through on 0427-JOY949 how you'll be celebrating.
Yeah, we've got Susan there from Sydney saying she's going to go and have a beer, then buy herself a new razor.
Susan! I'm very happy for you, darling.
Now that's someone that's comfortable.
That is comfortable. Good on you. That's the way we celebrate being a lesbian.
Yeah.
A girl who loves a girl.
Now, you know what? It will depend on what kind of beer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is there a lesbian beer, Zebu? This is knowledge I am not privy to.
Well, neither am I, so I'm making stuff up right now. Yeah. So I think, in my opinion, lesbian beer would be, you know, your VB.
And your VB.
Your VB.
And what about a Crowny?
Crowny.
Go down the pub for a Crowny.
Look, that would be a country lesbian, maybe? I don't know. Your Melbourne bitter would be, hey, Melbourneites.
Exactly. No, I'm digging that.
No, and your well-travelled cultural lesbian would be something like, I don't know, Sapporo or Asahi. Ooh. Someone actually knows what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I actually swore at you in Japanese just then. Sorry, no.
Zebu.
Sapporo Asahi.
Sapporo Asahi.
See, get it?
Oh, it does actually sound like a swear word.
You know, if you throw a Japanese accent on most words,
yeah,
sounds like he's swearing at you.
Okay, try me.
Sushi. Salmon snuggity.
Soy sauce.
See, told you.
Oh, it does too.
I would just swear at you in Japanese. You would go, oh, you're not my friend anymore.
Exactly. No, that's actually very interesting. I'm going to apply that. That's going to be inserted into my vocabulary frequently. I'm going to start saying things in Japanese. Make it sound like I'm yelling at people.
But you got to get that oomph. You know that Japanese have that oomph in their voice.
In their voice.
Oh, like a cat trying to fight. You know how two cats are about to go and fight? They go, kind of like that.
Like right? In Kill Bill.
I hate that movie.
Really?
It's so violent.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, too much blood, too much violence. I'm a girl.
A girl's fighting. Hello. Okay. With Hattori Hanzo swords. It's just, it's amazing. Blows my mind, Zebu.
Really?
Yeah. No, not yours?
No, it's just the violence. Who cares how hot the women are? If it's violence and blood, I can't handle it.
It's a story of revenge and redemption. Join 94.9 Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Tweet us at Her Society Live, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world at hersocietyonline.com.au.
Tweet. /live.
Tweet. The lady I love talking to every month to let us know what's happening in the Australian girl scene, our favourite mag in Australia, Rachel Cook. Welcome again to Her Society.
Wow.
See, we have people out there cheering for you.
Well, that is quite a welcome. Do you do that for all your guests?
You'll soon find out, Rachel. You'll soon find out.
There's a bunch of girls in the corner. We every now and then, when they do a good job, we throw them cookies.
Wow. Well,
my leftover crumbs.
You're taking radio to a whole new sphere, you kids.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we're trying to unify all the world to do this for us.
We're Wendley. So, Rachel, tell us there's some love brewing in Iran, apparently.
Well, yeah, okay. So, yeah, our cover story this month is basically, I don't know if you've seen it yet. It was showing at the Melbourne Festival, and it will be showing, I'm pretty sure, at the Creel Film Festival next year and have a wider release. But the film Circumstance, which is about basically two women, two young women who fall in love in Iran. So, you know, already I guess that storyline alone is enough to sort of pique your interest because, you know, let's not forget this was a country where its president said in 2007 there are no homosexuals in Iran. Of course there is. And the brilliant director, Maryam Keshavarz, who in fact is an American-Iranian, made the film. And she actually couldn't make it in Iran, though, because there was no way to get that. She'd be able to get that film made there. So she actually made it in Lebanon. But it's an amazing film. These two young women and what sort of the issues they face as they fall in love and attempt to have a relationship, not just from, of course, society, but in her own family as well. Her brother, who's one of the girls' brothers, who's a former drug addict, has become now a member of a really conservative right-wing party, and he's giving them a hard time. But what the interesting thing actually about this film is not just this story of these two women trying to have this lesbian relationship in a country that is certainly not anywhere as tolerant as our own, but this other side of Iran that you see that I guess few of us in the Western world know about. And that's this sort of underground scene there of, like, you know, going to nightclubs and being very influenced by Western music and parties and this sort of much freer lifestyle, which a lot of younger people in Iran are actually, you know, this is what they're growing up with. So it's a real eye-opener, I thought, in that sense.
Do you, with this film being made, you know, about Iran, do you know anything about the angst and anger as is caused in the country?
Well, there has a little bit, because basically one of the other factors that is caused a bit of a stir is that she actually, well, see, one of the reasons why she couldn't also shoot the film in Iran is because one of the stipulations for making films in Iran, women have to have their hair covered.
Of course.
So in the film, she shows the women's hair. She also shows sex scenes. She shows nudity. Three things that you just can absolutely not broach in Iranian film. So, yeah, there has been a stir from people who basically are saying this world does not exist in Iran. But, of course, what she'd also said is that she'd had a number of people who've said, thank God someone has finally made a film reflecting vibes.
Wow.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see once it has a release around the world, the actual backlash that she gets. But she does know that she can never actually return to Iran herself.
It's almost like when the lesbian movie Fire was released in India, that had the similar, you know, outburst from the community.
Yeah, it's I guess an amazing thing to imagine that filmmakers would put themselves on such a line that they can never return to their own countries and they can actually receive death threats, which does happen to a lot of these people who make films which, you know, upset their government to such a level. We can't really imagine that happening here, but this is, you know, some pretty brave people out there.
Yeah, well, I guess if you've got a story that you're passionate about and you really feel that the world needs to know about something, then you'll obviously do everything to get that out. And that's very admirable. Very admirable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's a nice, talking about brave people, a nice segue into our next story, which is on the fabulous rapper Sammy G, which I believe you girls know.
Do I? Yeah. We caught up with Sammy last weekend.
Yeah, when we were in Sydney, she was rapping away to some R&B music. You know, Rachel, I've always wanted to rap. That's the certain area that I want to take my career to, but I can't quite do it like Sammy G does.
I'd love to hear an example of that. Is there anything you can pull out there?
I think we were talking actually about Christmas present wrapping.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, I've got my scissors out, my wrapping, but what were you thinking? You know, it's that time of year where you start thinking about giving, Rachel. I don't know what track you want.
No, but we love Sammy. Absolutely love her.
Yeah, she's great. I mean, like, what an amazing story. I'm sure, like, a lot of people do know about her story. But those who don't, she was born in the Philippines and into extreme poverty and lost her parents, both her parents really young. I think by the time she was eight, she was orphaned. Then a few years later, her sister actually suicided on her birthday. She then moved to Sydney and was in and out of refuges. And it was there that she met a couple of youth workers who said to her, you know, one way to sort of get your anger out and try and deal with all of this incredible tragedy that's happened to you in, you know, such a short space of time is, you know, to start writing. So she started writing. Then one of the youth workers said, why don't you try rapping your poetry? And she apparently, as I think anyone who's heard her can tell, she's a complete natural.
Yes.
And
yeah,
incredibly talented. And so it just hasn't really stopped for her from there. And she's released her EP, Moving On. And people are really sort of sitting up and starting to take notice of it now as they well should. It's just a really inspiring story. So it was really great to get to speak to her.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel, thank you very much for your time tonight. I'm really excited to pick up the next Cherry magazine because I just looked at your website. You got a new look website as well.
Yeah, okay. Now the website is under construction. I know there's been some talk about it. Hopefully all hiccups that are happening with it will happen, will be fixed up soon. But you can actually get on there and find the latest issue and scroll through it. So that's not a problem, but just be patient with the rest of it.
That's Rachel Cook from Cherry there. You can check out cherry.com.au. Though it is under construction, you'll be able to scan through the next issue there. Rachel Cook, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you, girl.
Thanks, Rachel.
Chat to you next month.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Atlee would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my god, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.